your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Reiki Master and host Phyllis Lei Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
This is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. The theme of my shows for the next few weeks is going to be Children of Reiki. And what I mean by this are people who have had Reiki for many years, who received Reiki or came to Reiki as a child and grew up with Reiki. And one of the things that I find so different, even though I had Reiki as a child, is that in the age of 30, I began to practice consciously. In other words, I knew what I was doing, so to speak. And with these people, they have had Reiki in their lives. And as Annalise said last week, she doesn't really know what life was without Reiki. So today I have a young man by the name of Martin Hoffman, who is a son of a Dutch Reiki master, Roos Rendering Hoffman, who actually moved from the Netherlands to Norway. So we'll hear more about her story and about Martine's story right now. Martine, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
And tell me, where did you first hear about Reiki? Did you go with your mother to find out about Reiki, or did she have Reiki and then you found out from her?
She had Reiki before I was born, or while I was born. And during that, I got Reiki myself. So basically, I got to learn it through my mother and just being with her through classes and just through life, basically.
Uh-huh. So you were one of those children who was really a Reiki baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you actually take a class from her, or did you just receive the initiations and then sat in on other classes?
When I was 5, we went on a holiday to France to another Reiki master. I'm not sure exactly where he lived, but I was very determined that I was to be Reiki master before my mother. And I was angry with my mother that she became a master before me. So when we were in France, I said the first thing out of the car, now I want to become, want to have a Reiki class. So during that weekend, I was 5 years old, I got my first Reiki class.
Uh-huh. And who was that with?
Gerard Quark.
Gerard Quark?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And how was that to have, it must have been different to have a Reiki master who could supposedly support you in a Reiki way and then have your mother who also did Reiki.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't exactly remember anymore how much of the France bit or about Loes Gerard Kwak anymore. I still got on with me in my thoughts, memory all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother has always been a little bit disappointed that I haven't actually done a class with her. But
uh-huh.
She has supported me all along.
Uh-huh. And do you have second degree now?
I did a second degree during the conference in Telok.
Oh, right. And that was really beautiful. How old were you then?
19.
Uh-huh. Great. So that was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Uh-huh. Wow, that was beautiful. So in your relationship with your mother now, I imagine, I don't know, if you have gotten over your upsetness at, that you had about her becoming a Reiki master before you.
I don't actually remember that I was mad, but my mother has told me that I was extremely mad, but I told her I'm sorry for that, but I'm over that.
So. Oh, good. So now, is it something that you would like to do in your life after having grown up with Reiki all these years?
Maybe someday in the future. I'm not sure now. I've got to find out in my what I want in my life first. So.
So when you took Reiki then at the age of 5, then did you start treating yourself, or what was your practice like when you were a child?
I think I used it on myself, I think, a lot during childhood, for little things like stomach aches and just being getting over sadness and stuff like that. I was bullied quite a lot as a kid, and it helped me get over it, so yeah.
And when you said it helped you get over it, what does that mean? Like,
very often when I came home, I was very depressed, but just being getting on out of the bus at the house, I cheered up, basically. So on the way home from school, I just thought happy thoughts and a little bit of Reiki and a little bit of everything, and it helped.
And do you remember any story that you might have of when you were little having an experience with Reiki?
I don't actually remember much from the age of 10 and down, but I've had an experience actually not long ago that I found out that I actually want to live in Scotland or England, but that I have known from I have been about 13, 14, I have known that I am going to live abroad and not in Norway or in the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
I finally found out where I want to live, and that's in Scotland or England.
So how did you get there? And that was such an unusual leap from Norway to Scotland.
Yeah. Actually, it all began when I got an injury to my shoulder. I was actually surfing the web, and I found a job in Scotland, and I thought, well, I'll never get a job, that job, because it is with IT. But I thought about it. I talked about it with my mother. I sent a Reiki to it, and I applied for the job, and I actually got it half a year ago in January. And then I had to go back to Norway after 6 months because I had to settle some personal problems. But now I'm back again for as long as I can stay this time. And I've been back here for the past week.
Wow, that's wonderful. And how do you feel like you have come home, so to speak?
Sort of, yeah. I can be much more myself in here in Scotland or England than I can be in Norway. When we were actually on holiday in England, UK, when I was 4, I think it was, I annoyed the heck out of my mom and dad by telling directions to different parking places, campsites, little town squares, all over the place. And they actually got so annoyed that they decided to follow my directions. And to their big surprise, we actually arrived in a little town with a big play square where we could turn the car and the caravan around, and there was enough space to park there. And I was only 4 years old, and I'd never been to England before, so how could I know that?
Wow, that's a great question. How could you know that? Yeah. That's amazing. So do you believe that it's some kind of a past life then?
Yeah, I really think so. And I sometimes have had dreams about me going down an airplane during World War I as an RAF pilot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow. Amazing. Mm. And what contribution has Reiki made to this part of your life, besides being able to send Reiki to the situation and your... And it opening the doorway, it feels like you're being in Scotland now.
Mm. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. What contribution do you feel that Reiki has made to your life in coming and realizing a dream?
Some parts it has made a big difference, like moving to Scotland, it is about the biggest decision in my life. And my mother she's happy about me taking this decision, but she is also nervous about me not getting staying well here, and about me having not enough money and all the normal parent stuff. But it has helped me a lot in my life, getting uh-huh. over different kind of things and treating myself for different things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh. Well,
I never lived without Reiki, so...
Pardon me?
I never lived without Reiki, so...
Right. Right. Well, it's time for our first station break, and I'm going to ask you, Martin, when we come back, if you can tell us any stories about your practicing with Reiki with your mom, or any stories about you and your relationships with your parents and how Reiki has assisted or created understanding in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you a few minutes to think about it. And... now I'm going to sign off. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you tired of carrying a heavy wooden massage table around? Is your back sore? Or do you have imprints of cables and braces on your kneecaps after sitting and giving a Reiki treatment? Try a lightweight Astralight massage table for maximum comfort. Contact us, Paul or Upasana, at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astralight, table of a lifetime.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her two-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. No, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Oromoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We're here today with Martine Hoffman. His mother, Rose Vrendering Hoffman, is a Reiki master. She has been a master, obviously, for many years. And she had Reiki when Martine was conceived. And so he has lived life, all of his life, with Reiki. So we're going to go back to Martine, and I'm want to know, Martine, what was your life like with your mom and Reiki? Did you do treatments with her, or did you go to classes with her?
I went to classes with her as an official. Not an official, but unofficial find a word. assistant.
Mm-hmm.
To Reiki 1 classes. So I've been to 150 Reiki 1 classes as a kid, and also 50 Reiki 2 classes. And I helped a lot by to the smaller kids or smaller people, I used to tell them stories about Reiki and about living with it, and general stories about experience with Reiki, funny things that have happened with Reiki, and sad things also.
How was that for you as a kid? Were you interested in going, and was that good to be with your mom while she went? Or I'm just wondering what that was like for you.
I'm still hungry for knowledge, so I love to learn and love to read. So I went with my mother to learn a lot of stuff,
uh-huh.
and also to travel.
Uh-huh.
I have traveled more than any other kid or person that I know that's about my age. Only rich kids there's only one or two kids that I know my age that actually have traveled as much.
Uh-huh.
And it was basically a first to learn and to get knowledge.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wonderful. And so what did you do? Let's see, how can I say this? What is one of the things that you learned when you were attending the classes? Or what is something that you learned that has been important to you in your life?
How to be patient.
Your attendance?
I've never been really patient in my life. But by going to classes with my mother, and also by treating myself sometimes, I have been learning how to get much more patient than I used to be. I can be extremely patient nowadays.
So, what were some of the things that you needed to be patient for? Do you have a story about that? A story about your patience?
My entire life is basically a story about patience. We didn't actually have a lot of money in the family. We weren't poor, but I always was the last one in school to actually get something new, like a PlayStation. I was the last one in the entire school to actually get one. But it took maybe for some people a half a year to get one. For me, it can take over a year, maybe 2 years, before I can actually get something that I really want. So I needed to learn to be patient to get what I want and save up for things and be patient for life, basically.
Yes, well, that's a very valuable lesson. Is there something else that comes up that you learned over these 150 first degree classes? That's a lot.
There is a reason for everything that happens.
Oh, great lesson. So do you have a story about that?
Yeah, I'm going to Scotland, basically. There's probably a reason why I saw the advertisement on the internet for people that they looked for jobs here in Scotland. And it was probably time for me to go here, to come here. So who knows, maybe in a couple of years or months or days, who knows, somebody or something comes up again, I'll move again. But nobody knows. I take a day at a time.
Wonderful. And do you feel that this trust that you have in your life and how it's going comes from your practice of Reiki or from someplace else?
Both from Reiki and just from being me, basically. I have had a struggle in life from more or less the day I've been born, being bullied and almost at the point of killing myself several times during school years, to now being happy with who I am, where I am, and I'm happy and I'm extremely happy that I'm back in Scotland.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah. So when you were sad and depressed and feeling, I would suppose you felt something like helpless. Would that be true?
Yeah, a lot of times.
And it must be horrible being bullied.
It's very hard.
It's
nearly impossible to explain how hard it is to be bullied.
But this happens a lot in, I understand, in schools today.
Yeah.
So do you feel that Reiki helped you to come through that and to have some kind of a lifeline?
It helped me a lot in getting through things. Emotionally, it helped me get my spirit back up from being a sad day. I just thought about things that made me happy and about stories that my mother has taught me from Reiki, old stories. I just thought about them and I felt happier again.
Do you have a memory of any of those stories?
The story of Dr. Hayashi.
Oh, so the actual story of Reiki.
That is my favorite story still.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, maybe you can tell us the story in our next segment, because I have a feeling that we're just kind of at the end of this one. What would your... if you had some advice to give other children or other people who feel very sad or feel bullied in their life, because sometimes, you know, even adults can feel bullied. Do you have some advice to give them?
Don't give up. Just remember, be strong, and basically, bullies a lot of time have been bullied themselves. So often it can actually help to talk with them, but it helps to be strong and be confident in yourself. And just don't give a damn if they bully you. Just turn around and walk away.
Uh-huh.
That's what I did at the last point of being bullied at school. I just turned around and basically said, it's my life, I'm being happy with who I am, and I don't give a damn if some other people think I don't have the right clothes or a good enough cell phone or something like that. It's my life. So, be strong.
That's
about
beautiful.
Yourself.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful advice.
Hmm.
Beautiful. And then I can just imagine... well, that's beautiful. Thank you. I'm a little bit speechless. That's a great gift you have received from your mom and from Reiki and from you.
Yeah,
beautiful. And now that you've followed your path and you're going to Scotland, and you're in Scotland, do you have any feeling about where you're going to go next, or are you really just following the flow?
I'm just following the flow. If something comes up, maybe I'll take that path and maybe not. It all depends on where it's going to lead me.
Uh-huh.
The path to Scotland or back to Scotland from Norway has been hard, but I'm glad, very glad I took that that risk.
Uh-huh.
So.
Good.
Do a couple of things, and that didn't actually make me quite happy, but now I'm back in Scotland, I'm very happy.
Uh-huh. What's happiness for you?
Excuse me?
What's happiness for you?
What happens?
Yeah, what's happiness for you? Is it a feeling?
It feels just being nothing else cares. Nothing can ruin it. There has actually been people that say, you're absolutely crazy, you're going back to Scotland just because it's Scotland and the job. But I've told them, I don't mind. I'm happy with this job. I love the place. And I'm happy. So, if I'm happy, I'm happy. And it just lifts my spirit, and everybody around me will know that I'm happy. So, they become actually very happy too. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Well, it's time for another station break, so we're going to pause here for a moment. This is Phyllis Hiramoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki treatments can be done almost anywhere, on the floor, on a bed, or even on the dining room table. But I certainly prefer giving and receiving treatments on my comfortable, lightweight Astrolite massage table. Contact us for more information at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! All right then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Hey guys, move closer. That's it. Girl, I am not leaving.
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming! Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates, interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing, broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Forimoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Martin has shared very beautifully with us a story of his life, which has not always been happy, although he's happy now. And one of the things that really helped him during his moments of despair was the story was some of the Reiki stories, and he was telling me that the story of Dr. Hayashi has very much inspired him. So, Martin, I would really love to hear the story from you, this part of the story that inspired you and helped you to find the strength in yourself. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us the story for me? Could you tell us the story?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure if I get the entire story correct, though.
It doesn't matter. Tell it in your own words what touched you, and how the story, how you remember the story. So that's from you, and that's what's important.
What really touched me and what makes me remember the story every day and think about it basically every day is that he went up a mountain, followed his heart basically, and his mind, went up to the mountain, and sat up a mountain for 30 days, and just thought about things, what is Reiki, what is life, and just was very patient about things, and I loved that bit, that he just went up there and just thought about things, and that's what I'm basically doing every day. I'm thinking about things, I'm thinking about life, what I've learned so far, and what I'm going to learn next.
That's beautiful. Well, that sounds like the story of Mikao Usui to me.
Yeah, and then I got the wrong person.
That's okay. Okay, so the story of Mikao Usui and his going up to the mountain and sitting and waiting patiently. Hmm. Well, seemed patiently anyway. That's what we hear. Is there another part of the story that really touches you?
The fact that he was impatient at the beginning and that he wanted to know fast what is Reiki, but that he had to learn how to be patient. And that bit has helped me a lot to actually become patient myself.
Beautiful. And what are the... I'm trying to formulate a question that is very difficult for me. When I think about the story of Mikao Usui and his willingness to keep taking the next step and learning from each step, it's very inspiring for me. He went and traveled and didn't find what he was looking for and didn't find what he was looking for. And finally he went back to Japan and went into a monastery and studied some more and kept searching and found this piece in the sutra in some of the stories about the person Buddha that we talked about, and then that inspired him to go to the mountain and sit, and then he received this gift of the connection with Reiki. And out of that, he came back down the mountain, had a few adventures, and again started seeking to find out how to transmit and how to pass on this gift that he was given. Yeah, so it just seemed like each step of the way he was, as you said, following his heart and not knowing what the next step would be.
Yeah.
So in some way, that's kind of what your life has felt like, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that's
I never know what is coming next. I just follow my heart. I think about things very carefully, but not always the right way, but most times it comes out the right way anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful because, you know, Mikao Usui, one of the things I love about his story is that he wasn't perfect. You know, he was searching and he would go a certain way and then find out that wasn't quite the one that he wanted to go on, so he would, you know, stop and regroup and follow something else. But he gave us, out of that search, a wonderful gift of this practice and the connection to Reiki, the energy.
Yeah.
And I see that you've used that inspirationally in your life.
Yeah, a lot.
And that's so amazing to me that because for me, I use the story also as an inspiration in my life, but I've never seen it in quite the way that you're seeing it today.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story too.
Yes, it is. So do you have any Reiki stories that come up for you that you can share with our listeners that might inspire them, something that you did that maybe didn't work out, but you learned something or something very special happened, just very specifically?
Yeah, I have to think about it. I've never had any specific hobbies anything that especially caught me that's like, whoa, I want to do that for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 4 years, just by trying all sorts of different things and also using Reiki to find out, is this something that I want to do? Is this not something I want to do? I've come to the more or less the conclusion that my hobbies are going to be fishing and basically driving around in a car. I feel extremely relaxed when I'm in my car, so that relaxes me a lot. And fishing also relaxes me. It sounds crazy for a lot of my friends that I can just go out on a Saturday or a Sunday evening and just go fishing with nothing else to do. But I like it. I like the part of being able to go to a lake or the ocean and just sit there and look out over the lake or the ocean. And although I'm not catching any fish, it doesn't matter, because if they bite, they bite. And I'm there for the beauty of the nature, basically.
Right. Well, one of the things that I can relate to in those two pastimes is this quality of being connected to spirit. And I feel that when I drive, I really can let my mind go. I mean, my linear mind is totally taken up with driving. Mm. So I can let the other part of my mind go and just stretch out, like be big and be in touch with my own spirit part of myself.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you?
Basically, yeah. I just, my brain disconnects and I feel at ease. As soon as I sit in a car seat, I basically relax and I relax and my brain is switched off for as long as I'm in the car.
Uh-huh. And do you feel connected then, or feel more close to the spiritual part of yourself in that moment?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It happens more often when I'm fishing.
Yes, I can imagine.
But it also happens a lot while driving.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay, well, it's time for another commercial break. So this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, balancing form and essence.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desk, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopted a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Win your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Reiki practitioners everywhere prefer Astrolite massage tables because of optimum portability, leg clearance, easy setup, comfort, and quality. For 15 years, Rampa Enterprises, previously Magic Flute, has been shipping tables around the world to the global Reiki community.
Why wait any longer to get yours? Contact us now through our website at www.portablemassagetables.com and we'll help you select just the right table to fit your needs. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Forimoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here with Martine Hoffman, and we're just going to wrap this show up now. Martine, I wanted to ask you something about your spiritual. First of all, do you consider this practice to be a spiritual practice for you?
I do consider that very much, yeah.
And what does that mean to you in the sense of what does the spiritual practice give to you?
It gives me the chance to find out what who I am and what I'm going to do during my lifetime.
Uh-huh. Was there something else you were going to say?
It just reminds me of that I'm who I am and that I'm maybe not know for my entire life that who I will be or where I will be, but that it maybe will come someday.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. And I really appreciate your story about fishing because one of the things that I feel Reiki does is it brings us back somehow, and I guess for you, through fishing, brings us back to having us be a part of nature rather than being separate from the natural world. I've always appreciated that Reiki seems to bring us back. The precepts bring us back. Have gratitude for every living thing, and it brings me back into this relationship with nature, enjoying that I am a part of nature and enjoying that I am one, you know, spiritually with all these different living creatures. Have you had the same feeling as you were fishing, and is that something that nourishes you?
Yeah, it does. It does in a way, but it does.
Well, what's the but? I'm interested.
I'm not sure how to explain it.
Give it a go.
It connects me in a way to living things, to know that if for instance, during fishing, that if I catch a fish, that I have to be careful not damaging it too much, that I ruin its life instead of it maybe continue to live for the rest of its life. I can connect to animals very fast. Cats, dogs, animals, most animals trust me very fast, although I don't trust them as fast as they do, but that's another question. I've always been interested in animals and plants and stuff like that, so
That's really beautiful. You came and helped at the Reiki Alliance Conference in Kellogg, where you got your second degree. And you were fabulous. You really did a great job. And I'm just wondering if you have any gift that you took away from that experience of being one of the supporters of this group of masters coming together and supporting each other in their practice of Reiki.
And being there for each other has been learned me quite a lot, and actually also seeing how supportive everybody was when my mother actually got ill during one of the last couple of days there. That was really amazing to see that everybody was really scared of, not only scared, but also that they also backed me up. It's not backed me up, but...
supported you?
Supported me during my mother's illness. And that I said, they supported me by saying, it will be all right. And if it's not okay, we will be there for you. And that was very emotional for me to see that basically strange people to me, some of them, said that to me. And I never spoken to many of them, although I knew a lot of them through name and sometimes talking to them on the phone if they called my mother.
Uh-huh.
But that was extremely emotional.
Mhm. Mhm. That's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, it's been such a lovely conversation with you about your life and Reiki, and as with all of these interviews with you young people, I call you young because you're all younger than me, that it's very different for you not really knowing life without Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you look forward to having children of your own.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, do you look forward to having children of your own?
I hope someday to have children of my own, yeah.
Yes, wonderful.
I hope someday, maybe not in the next year, but who knows, maybe something will happen, maybe something will not. It doesn't matter when a child comes, it will always be loved, so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. And do you look forward to sharing Reiki with this child?
Yeah, of course. That won't be a problem. It will be a big part of the kid's life and my life eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It already is a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I share everything I know with it.
Well, I really loved hearing, and that feels like a very good place to end our conversation. Thank you very much, Martin, for your time and your energy of being here with us.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And for myself, just to close up the show, I would like to say that I appreciate not just Martin, but the other people that I'm interviewing, because it touches me very deeply. There is a place in my own life where I remember my grandmother coming in and out of my life, and this energy of Reiki and the practice of Reiki, which was my practicing on her, was very distant, and it wasn't something that she talked about. It was something that I learned, like I learned how to sweep the floor or do the dishes, but it wasn't something that was connected in any way with my own support system as far as an emotional support or spiritual support. And one of the things that I've really been touched by is the quality of support or comfort, as my mother would say, that has been offered to these young people in their ages of growing up and having a relationship with their parents and then having their own children and confronting their own relationships with their own children. All of these sort of archetypical times in our life have been touched by this practice of Reiki. And it's very beautiful to hear how this has happened. So thank you, all of you, for bringing this back to me and for knowing that there is a whole generation, tens of thousands of people now in this world who have had experiences very similar to Martin's or to Annalise or to Mara's or to Anasuya's. And all of these people are going out into the world and perhaps with this very different connection to spirit and very different connection to themselves. And out of that, perhaps this will create a foundation for a new paradigm in our world, which would be really great. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.